Any question? Everybody knows where we are, don't you? Actually, this is not the easiest part of the book to remember. You notice, he started, as usual, with the stories, this story, that story, that story, then he went to a very special point to make. He said, let me tell you a very precise story about this guy's name, Precision, somehow, exactly. What was the story of that guy? He was somebody at the highest level. Who was the guy? You're not listening. Tahuri.
Yes.
Who was he? He was at the very high level of you remember this book? Enrichment. Wasn't he? Do you remember the guy? He was rich. Right? But he was insisting on being richer. Wherever he was going, he was looking for inviting people, good people, right? And he arrived at the very high level, the highest. The highest was in the mountain, those angels, or people, or trees. Do you remember those guys and candles? All were following him. He became the imam in front of them. Why? Rumi brought that story to explain to you that, remember, whatever I'm telling you is the system that works here, okay? It doesn't matter where you are. You should never feel that, oh, I've learned all of this, I don't need it. You're always at the base. and you should count yourself less than old travelers. Because if not, suddenly something will arise, brother. Some wishes, praying for the people, saving the people that you are not supposed to. Remember that? That was the main story talked about. Remember, in enrichment, you should never count yourself rich, because you always need more. There is one point that everything changes. Before that, we are at the educational level, right? Then, he said, okay, I'm telling you this because you are a very nasty fellow. Who was that nasty fellow?
You.
Why? Being comfortable, living in Shiva, having everything. When we have everything, suddenly we deny everything. 13 messengers came, remember? They were acting in a way that the prophets wanted to give up. Rumi said, if it was not for his order, they would give up. They won't give up, right? This was another story. Then what? Then little stories started to come out. A guy who was asking for another language, something even more. For enrichment, you want more, right? And you forget that you shouldn't want more. You should just want to get closer. They will give it to you. You don't ask for it. We told you that. Because when you ask for it, how do you ask for it? Give me the spell. Right at the beginning, we mentioned that. That the brain is in rush and wants to have the spell. We talked about it in book 2. Do you remember? Being in rush, what do? The silly stuff. Here, you should learn to be always careful, because you're picking up the subject of your enrichment. This is how you do it, right? So, if you want to learn the language of the animal, if you want to study your animal and become, quote-unquote, today we call them psychiatrists, they know this animal and how the animal, you say. The language of the animal does not save you, will not. Why? Because the knowledge of animal is made for survival of the animal, is the food of the animal. So the animal will survive. And we talked about it so many times. I'm trying to control this animal, not to follow it. Animal will transfer its problem to the others, right? This is the opposite of the attitude we are talking here. I want to accept the shortcoming and the disease of everyone and die for it even, because it's not me, it's we. And it starts, do you remember, it started for turning this off, not letting it think about me, what do I want, what do I wish, what is my wishes. We saw it in Dabuli that your wishes, even if they look good, you don't know if they are good or not. Do you know something good or bad? Absolutely. Knowledge is not absolute. A lot of things that you were looking at and you admired, today, looking at it, you will be ashamed And it's, I'm talking about a lifetime really. Because it was in our lifetime that the black people, they couldn't ride in front of the bus. I remember those days. Yeah. Then it looked normal. Why? Because that's the norm of the animal. For how many centuries slavery was all right? They even talk about it. Look at the religions, the old one, they don't know how to deal with that. Because the knowledge changes about goodness, kindness, is not. So, you should learn the language of mysticism, not the language of the animal. Then what happened? Then suddenly you will see the little paragraphs here and there to talk about different subjects. Like an owner of a cow. Then the David talking about it. Then so on and so on. Do you remember the story of David and the judgment and all that stuff? I hope you do. Because that was one of the little stories was talking a lot. A fellow who didn't want anything from anyone. Then he succeeded because the cow entered and he killed the cow. Remember? After all these long stories, after the people of Sabah who are like this and like that, and we talked a lot about it, then we arrive at the little stories, the eagle taking the shoe of the Muhammad, then this guy who wanted to learn the languages. And it's going on and on before arriving to a very big story, which is almost one third of the book. And that's a very tricky one. You will see that Rumi will trick you with that story. We'll see that later. But for the moment, we are talking about how do you react? How do you think about the future? What is the future? The future is something which sometimes you cannot see. Like the woman that was giving birth and the children will die. She will not see that, no, those children in the future they will be good. But for the moment it's like that. Jen talked about the uncle of Mohammed. Remember coming to the war without the heavy guards and things like that. All of these subjects will be reminded one by one by one. So this part of the book is not very easy to cut it like that. But let's go on with it. And who is the guilty party today? You. Yes, it happens.
What line should we say?
The reply of Hamza is 3, 4, 2, 6, 2, 7.
The reply of Hamza to the people.
Yeah, the reply to one question. They ask him, when you were young, you would dress with all the protections coming to war. Now you're old and you come without it. How come? Yes.
Hamza said, when I was young, I used to regard farewell to this world as death. How should anyone go to death eagerly? How should he come naked to meet the dragon? But now, through the light of Muhammad, I am not subject to this city that is passing away. Beyond